News update next.
Got an unexpected message, phone call or email that claims to be from HMRC? Take care. It could be a criminal pretending to be us. To protect yourself, never rush to share personal information or part with your money. Learn to recognise signs of a scam, such as being put under pressure to share bank details. And if something seems fishy, report it to HMRC straight away by searching HMRC Scams on gov.uk. Protect, recognise, report.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
It's just gone 8 o'clock.
Lines are now closed.
Right. We don't know who is going to play the game yet. We don't know what they're going to say. We won't know what they're going to say until they say it. And Dominic and I don't know the answer, so we'll all find out together. Day 8 of the £25,000 box game is coming up. After the news with Dominic Byrne, it's exactly 8 o'clock.
From Global's newsroom, the NHS and Defence are expected to be the big winners when the Chancellor sets out her government spending plans. Rachel Reeves will reveal where funding is going for the next few years. Police services aren't expected to get the money they want. Nick Smart from the Police Superintendents Association has told us it's not been a priority.
That's been seen in the funding settlements year on year. We had the alleged uplift in of 20,000, but that was just to replace the officers that left the service and weren't recruited due to austerity.
In other news this morning, there's now a curfew in force for downtown LA after protests turned violent. The demonstration started after immigration raids. Donald Trump's been accused of upping tensions by deploying troops there. A 200-year-old law that makes rough sleeping in England and Wales illegal is going to be scrapped. Charities have welcomed it, but they want to see a focus on stopping the causes of homelessness. And a Twix advert has been banned for encouraging unsafe driving. In the ad, a man has a car chase and then a crash with another caramel-coloured vehicle. Mars Wrigley, who makes the chocolate bars, had argued it was a cinematic presentation.
Mars Wrigley?
Mars Wrigley.
That's the name of the man who runs it?
Mars, no, that's the company, Mars Wrigley now.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't know, though.
Wrigley as in Spearmint Gum?
Yeah.
So Give over.
No, Mars Wrigley.
Do you know what? I like that name, Mars Wrigley.
I'm Mars Wrigley.
I think I might use that as my performer name.
Yes.
Sport.
England were booed off the pitch last night after losing their friendly against Senegal 3-1.
Wrigley. Mars Wrigley.
Mars Wrigley.
Licensed to thrill.
And chew gum.
Fill up my bucket.
The defeat at the City Ground in Nottingham was a first loss for Thomas Tuchel in his fourth game in charge. These fans weren't happy.
World Cup this time next year, it's England, innit? They might change completely. You know what I mean? Let's be honest, it's only a friendly at the end of the day, so you never know, do you?
It just wasn't there. And I just don't think they have enough willpower to even make it to the World Cup.
Kyle Walker looked like he should just tie up his boots, to be honest with you, mate.
Northern Ireland beat Iceland 1-0 in their friendly at Windsor Park, though, last night. And Isaac Price was the hero for Northern Ireland. They beat Iceland 1-0, as we were saying. He scored the deciding goal before clearing an effort off the line, as Michael O'Neill's side had to hold on after Brody Spencer's red card.
Stereophonics.
Thank you. Thank you. It's
not weather.
It's still
with
not.
eBay. Find the right parts for your vehicle by entering your reg.
Stereophonics.
Nope. It's really...
You're joking me.
I'm not. It's absolutely not stereophonics.
Stereophonics.
No, against...
You're joking me.
No, I'm not. Sunny and very warm today.
Stereophonics.
But no. Rain in the far northwest of Scotland.
Stereophonics.
It's not stereophonics.
You're joking me.
I'm not. Thunderstorms across the country later on. 25 degrees is the high today. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Hello.
Lovely nuts.
Good morning, Great Britain.
Beef.
It's just gone 8 a.m.
I love sausage.
Welcome to Wednesday.
We're having a party.
Broadcasting live from London's Leicester Square across the United Kingdom.
This is what they want.
And the world.
Yeah.
This is the Chris Moyle Show.
Yes!
On Radio X.
I don't want Chris Moyle. Sorry.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X. Contact the Chris. Chris Moyle Show. In the UK, text 83936. For the rest of the world, WhatsApp us on 0330-3333-100. Now, here's Chris.
Good morning, everybody. And welcome. It's Wednesday, it's June the 11th, and it's the Chris Moyle Show. On Friday night, I am going to Ilkley on Ilkley Mobile. Where's that? And I am DJing. I'm doing my 90s hangover.
Yeah.
I'm performing with Top Loader. I'm not performing with them.
Yeah.
They're on the
bill. Said it now.
No.
Oh, yeah, that would be good.
Dancing in the moonlight.
What a tune.
And then I'm on doing my 90s hangover on my tunes from the 90s at the Ilkley Lexus Tennis Open.
That's it.
Because, you know, when you think about some of the greatest tennis players in the world, you think, yeah, that's not a bad night.
Yeah.
But what would make it better would be that band that did Dancing in the Moonlight and Chris Moyles.
Absolutely right. It adds something to tennis, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's quite a big event. I'm on the website.
Oh, yeah.
It's quite, you know, quite decent, isn't it?
That's some of the...
You've got some good players there.
Yeah, who's playing?
John McEnroe.
Is he?
Bjorn Borg.
I'm not sure if you're on the right...
Jimmy Connors.
I'm not sure if you're on the right website there, Dom.
Wrong website. Emily Appleton.
Oh, yeah, from All Saints.
Armani Banks.
Oh, yeah.
And Rana Stoiber.
Sorry, what?
No, I'm just saying, one of the players, Rana Stoiber.
Great.
So, yeah, it's good. It's really good, actually.
Do you think tennis is the most difficult of all of the names to pronounce?
Yes, I hate it. Every script I have for tennis is written phonetically. Even Emma Raducanu. I know how to say that. Yeah.
Well, I'm doing that on Friday night. If you go in there, I'll see you there. And then Saturday... Cambridge for another Sausage and Cider Festival.
Yes.
Sausage time.
It is sausage time.
That's right. What time is it? It's sausage time.
Oh, you should do that.
Do you think?
Yeah.
But wouldn't I have to play Chico then?
You could do.
Yeah, he'd love
it. You
could
do some good chants.
Something about bangers. Like, bangers would be good.
When I say sausa, you say...
Yeah, okay.
You say sausages.
Yes.
That's a good one, actually.
That's a really good one, actually.
Yeah, have that one.
Yeah, thanks. It's Chico time.
Family festival. Oh, God.
Sausage time.
Let's say good morning to our boss.
Sausage time.
Sausage time. So good, I can't remember back. My inner clock is ticking.
Is this it? Is this the song? Erotic, exotic, hypnotic. I mean, I've searched for it.
Do you know what? This is all right. I remember this being awful. This sounds great.
Yeah. Let it all hang out.
I'm gonna scream and shout. It's a bit Bruno.
Everybody say, what time is it? It's sausage time. Sausage. You can get delirious. You take life too serious. It's sausage
time. Is it just me, or does that actually sound really good?
I wouldn't say really good.
No.
The production on that's really good, I think.
Like,
there's a lot going on.
Really?
It's quite hectic. It's a hectic track.
You know, what I think is really good is, you know, Travis.
That is good.
Shed Seven.
Very good.
Youngblood.
Yeah.
You know, Fatboy Slim.
Yeah, yeah.
And then what I've been listening to recently, Ren.
Just below that.
Madonna. They're all really good.
Chico time.
I don't know if I put Chico's really good in the same really good category as all those other artists.
Someone's texted, Ran, he's got a sausage.
Yeah.
That's a good one. I'll see you there on Saturday. I'm looking
When's
forward
our next
to
Paul Turner session, Captain?
We could have one today.
Could we?
Yeah.
So if I write, hey, Cambridge, what time is it? And the crowd go, it's sausage time.
Yeah. Hey, Cambridge, what time is it?
Yeah.
That's your request, yeah?
Yeah.
And they're going to shout it back.
And can Paul say something about bangers as well?
Yeah.
We don't know what yet, but...
By the way, what an excellent warm-up I am to Professor Green on Saturday night, by the way.
Oh, yeah. So what do you want? Hey, Cambridge, what time is it?
When I say sausage, you say, right, fill the rest in.
Yes.
Yeah. You don't need to write it.
Well, you have to go, you say.
Oh, yeah, you say.
When I say sausage, you say. And what do they say?
We don't know, yeah.
So he says saucer, and then the crowd finish the word.
Yeah, just the one word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when I say saucer...
So then Paul has to, you say...
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
It.
Saucer.
You say...
Saucer. Whatever it is.
Yeah.
Saucer.
Yeah, sausages. Yeah, sausages. Yeah, we don't know how the word
sausages.
Sounds.
Sausages. Yeah.
Sausages. Yeah.
Unless it's singular, then it's saucer.
Gets it.
Sausage. Anyway.
Yes.
I need to write some other Paul Turners as well.
Okay.
Mm. And then, obviously, cider.
Yes.
Maybe I have to, you know, sorry. When I say sigh, you say duh.
Duh.
Sigh. Duh.
That's quite good.
If I was at a gig and someone made me do that, I would go, duh.
I love it. Robbie did that when you saw him at the Emirates.
It's funny that I've never been asked to DJ at High Ibiza or Universe, the new super club.
It's weird.
It's funny, isn't it?
Chris going to open with Chico.
Fat Boy Slim's never asked me to warm up for him.
Not yet. Never say never, but not yet, no.
When I say sigh, you say duh. Sigh.
Duh.
Sigh.
Duh.
Right, here's David Guetta.
That's a fun gig.
Yeah.
Now, Saturday night, I'm looking forward to it because not only will I be there with my TM, tour manager Jordan.
Yeah.
Because Gavin can't make it. But my friend Dominic Byrne is coming.
Yes,
to have a few drinks and watch the show. And he's bringing his wife, old Mavis.
Hey, old Lucy. No,
we can't Lucy, keep doing
old
this.
Old Lucy.
I just said old Lucy.
No,
I
didn't God, you're making it worse.
My wife, shovel. Lucy.
We're going to help you.
It's perfect because it's Father's Day weekend. So we're going to take mum and dad specifically out for lunch on Saturday. And then we're going to come and see you. So by 3 o'clock, I'll have a glass of cider, I guess, in my hand at your festival. It'd be great.
What a Saturday.
Say again?
What a Saturday.
What a Saturday.
Now, have you heard back? Has your video been sent yet?
It's been sent.
Do you know if they've received it?
They would have received it. I haven't heard that they've received it, but it has definitely gone.
Right.
So, yeah, so that worked.
And can they message you to go, oh, my God, that was amazing, blah, blah, blah? How do they get to do that?
Only not directly to me on the app.
Right.
So only through the text on the show, I would think, probably.
All right, well, that's exciting.
Yeah, that's clever, isn't it?
When I say saucer, singular. You say...
Sidge.
Saucer.
Sidge.
What's a sausage?
What is a sausage?
That's what they have in Brownhaven.
Yeah.
Quite exotic.
Right.
It's a sausage.
You only get in delis, really,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah, yeah.
Have you got money to give away?
Don't we?
What, in Whitehaven?
No, with our box game.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. You know, Whitehaven Radio.
No, it's not Whitehaven Radio.
Somebody sent me a tape of it yesterday.
No, they didn't.
Oh. They've ripped us off.
Why, what?
The 25p box game.
No way.
Yeah. It's been running for 6 years. All you got to do is think of a number between 1 and 1 billion. I think it's 22. Wrong! See you tomorrow! That's how that game works.
Radio X! Coming up, more wicked and wacky Wednesday entertainment on The Chris Moyle Show.
Come on!
We're calling back someone for their chance to win 25 grand in the 25,000-pound box shortly. Plus, you get a flag. You get a flag. We're assigning Radio X flags to Glastonbury goers to join our team of festival flag bearers. Yeah. It's 2 weeks until Glastonbury, 23 days until the Oasis Tour. Man, that's one hell of a summer.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
And I know what you're all thinking. The big question on everybody's lips.
Should I do it in the toilet?
The £25,000 box game. We will play after the Mannix.
Life was deep as pie. Then what came and made us free? What price now? For a shallow piece of dignity. I wish I had a bottle
Street Preachers are designed for life. Wednesday morning, Radio X. I'll see you Ilkley for tennis music. Friday night, I'll see you Cambridge for sausage and cider music. When I say sigh, you say duh. Sigh.
Duh.
Sigh.
Duh.
It's Fatboy Slim.
It works, doesn't it?
It's funny. It
works a treat.
We'll work on that for later. Right. Hmm. We've had a lot of wrong guesses. In fact, all the guesses so far have been wrong. Nobody has yet won £25,000. Nobody has guessed it correctly yet. But is that all going to change today? It is day 6, 7, 8 of the £25,000 box game. So let's play.
The £25,000 box. Radio X.
Welcome to the box. Guess the artist and win £25,000. Guess wrong and the box remains secure.
£1,000 just for playing the game today. So even if you get it wrong, you will still walk away with £1,000. It is a lovely amount of money to be wrong with.
Absolutely.
You know, you get three numbers on the lottery, you ain't getting £1,000.
No, nowhere near it.
So, Dominic and I, just to recap, Dominic and I don't know the answer. Only a couple of people do. But genuinely, Dominic and I don't. So every day we play this game, and by the way, we also have no idea what the caller's going to say. So every day when the caller goes, Chris, I think it, Dominic and I look at each other and go, ooh, that's a good guess. Because we don't know. We're all playing together. So let's select a caller.
Selecting caller. Caller selected.
All right, so depending on what line I call out, you're going to hear somebody hopefully very, very excited and animated, but off the air you'll hear somebody going, oh, bold. But you won't actually hear that, of course. So, playing for £25,000 a day and having a guess is the person on line 3.
Good morning, Chris.
Wow, listen to the levels of excitement.
Wow.
Flooding out of their delayed voice.
Line 3 it is.
Thank you very much.
There you go, that's better.
Hey!
Who are you?
Happy days, £1,000.
Exactly. You got £1,000.
Well done.
You could leave now and not bother playing the game. You still get £1,000.
Oh, thank you.
Right. No, you may as well play. What's your name?
Phil.
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 Nice. Taylor.
Nice. Hello. Phil Taylor.
Wow, Phil.
Yeah. Not the power Taylor, unfortunately.
Oh. Are you any good at darts, though?
Not too bad.
Right, okay.
Could be better.
If he is Phil the Power Taylor, which Phil Taylor are you?
Phil the Half Power Taylor.
Okay, right.
Okay.
What do you do for a living, Phil?
HGV driver.
Phil, the HGV driver, Taylor.
That's nice. How many, what are you hauling at the moment?
It's got a ring to it.
Thank you.
Yeah, what's in your truck at the moment?
Caravans.
What? Static caravans?
Static caravans, yes.
How big's the lorry?
How big's the lorry? Oh, it's just a small, normal Arctic.
Because they're massive static caravans.
Arctic lorry, yeah.
Wow.
About 13 foot wide, just over 4 metres wide.
Oh, God, that sounds like me back in the day.
Hey.
Just take over all the roads and make so people cringe as...
So you've got one caravan on the back?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Where are you taking it to?
Just into Lincolnshire.
Okay, all right.
From Hull.
And then do you have to faff about getting it off the back and then onto the plot or whatever?
We usually just tip it on site and then
that's it. That's nice.
I literally
roll it off the side and that's it. Done.
Phil, I thought you said we just normally just tip it on its side and then drive off. Yours now. Best of luck.
Not our problem.
Hey, it's heavy, fella. You might need a hand. So you're doing that today and then you're back home again. Yeah. Where's home? Where do you live?
A little tiny village on the east coast of Lincolnshire called North Summercoats.
North Summer
Coast. That sounds lovely.
Oh, have you ever heard of that place, Captain?
I've not, but it sounds posh.
Yeah, it does. Is it posh, Phil?
Not really, no.
No. Okay. You're being
just
very...
a nice, quiet village.
Yeah,
all.
Lovely.
It's not. It's a, it's near enough the coast.
Yeah.
Oh, that's lovely.
Get the seals down at the beach every year, making lots of noise.
Nice.
Great fun. Beautiful.
So you got. So basically, what you've got is Dom photography. Because you know, if you don't know it,
well, you'll know.
So just south of Hull.
Yeah.
So what you've got is, if you go down the coast.
Yeah.
So you've got Grimsby. Keep going all the way around. You've got Skegness.
Yeah.
And then so above. Actually, it'd probably be between Grimsby and Mablethorpe.
Oh yeah,
round,
I was going to say
it's
down
round
that way.
That corner. Yeah. Yes. Am I right?
That's the one.
Yeah.
And I guess you're drinking the Bay Horse, do you, Phil?
Yeah, or the Axe and Cleaver.
Or the Axe and Cleaver.
Good knowledge, Dom.
The Axe and Cleaver. What a welcoming name for a pub. I bet they don't like locals.
That's not very much.
Oh, my Lord. Gosh. Right, well, listen, we've been yakking so much, the music's run out. Should we play the game?
Yes, please.
All right. I think I'm going to go for a couple of pints and the Killer Stranger tonight.
That sounds lovely.
Right. All right, here we go. Now, Phil, are you a family man?
Yes. I am.
You got two,
married,
you
two
got,
children.
You got two boys, haven't you?
No.
You got, sorry, you got
boy and a girl.
Boy and a girl. Sorry, you got boy and a girl. You've got
Axe and Cleaver.
No, he's got Jake and Alice, haven't you?
Not too bad. Brad and Effie.
And aww. Effie?
Yes.
Okay.
Effie.
Nice.
All right. And your wife, of course, Julie.
Really? Heidi.
That's what I said.
Heidi.
Heidi Sausage. So there. Oh, dear. No jokes, Phil. Keep it clean. Right. Let's put your serious game face on now. You've got £1,000. That's guaranteed. No matter what happens today, you'll be dropping that caravan off, tipping it off the side with £1,000 heading your way. So well done. But now we get to play for £25,000. I'm going to ask you in a few seconds, who do you think the artist is that will unlock the box? But before we get to it, why have you picked this artist, Phil?
Just a random guess, really.
And have you
no particular reason?
Have you stuck with that guess since last week?
Yes.
Oh, so no one said what you've said so far. Let's hope. Okay. I'm going to ask you then. Who do you think is the artist that will unlock the box?
My guess today is Blink 182.
Blink 182. Captain's favourite band in the world.
Yeah.
Well, everyone's favourite band.
Shall we lock in Blink 182?
Yes, please.
Your answer is locked in.
So, Phil, delivering your caravan, well, pushing it off onto its side and then heading back home for tea.
It's not his problem then.
Maybe a couple of pints in the Don't Look Me in the Eye tavern.
Yeah.
You've got £1,000, but are we going to turn it into £25,000? It is day 8 of the £25,000 box. And is it the last day we play the game? For £25,000, is the correct artist Blink 182?
You are wrong.
Never mind.
Hey, Phil, never mind. I'll give you £1,000. How's that?
Absolutely fantastic.
There you go, good lad.
The box remains secure.
Do you want to play tomorrow? Are you sitting there now in the car or at home going, no one said what I think it is, no one said it yet? Then you need to try and get on the radio tomorrow. If you get on the radio tomorrow to play the game, even if you're wrong, you get £1,000. It is a brand new question. It's a qualifying question. You have to text the answer, but you've got to text the word box first and then the answer. James is having a sneezing fit whilst I'm trying to do my serious game voice. He's like this.
You're right, then.
All I can hear is... and he looks really... All right, pay attention. Here we go. You have to text the word box and your answer to this question. You ready? It's a quick question. What animal features on the front of a box of Cocoa Pops? What animal features on the front of a box of Cocoa Pops? If you haven't yet entered and you go, well, I know the answer and I think I've got a guess for the box, you could enter now and be on tomorrow. You get £1,000 just for playing the game, and then you get to play for £25,000, and you could be right. What animal features on the front of a box of Cocoa Pops? Text the word box, followed by your answer, and send that to 83936. 83936. It's a text. So you start with the word box, you write your answer, you send it to 83936. That text will cost you £2 plus your standard network rate. But if you get on the radio tomorrow to play, you get £1,000.
Happy days, £1,000.
That's right. You're right, fella. You've got to be available to answer your phone when the lines close at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. You need to be 18 or over and live in Great Britain. The full terms, conditions and online entry details are at radiox.co.uk. Do not WhatsApp. It is a text. That's why I say the word text. It is a text. If you don't text, you're not entered. You can WhatsApp me a million times and you won't be entered once. In a bad way. Text.
Oh. We're different to other stations.
Yeah, you've got a funny colour. You've done that thing again.
So text the word box, followed by your answer, and send it to 83936. See, I've gone out to go straight to the ads now and not play
exactly.
A song.
It's silly people.
Because I had to shout at you morons, you knuckle-dragging Neanderthals, who would be dangerous for 25 grand. You'd probably go out and buy, I don't know, 100 bowler hats and slippers, walk down the street. Hello, look at me, I'm rich. You nuts.
Do you know what people are doing now?
Yeah.
They're WhatsApping more than ever, of course.
Yeah. So, text the word box, followed by your answer. What animal features on the front of a box of Cocoa Pops? So text the word box, write your answer, 83936. That's 83936. I'll tell you again. Text costs £2 plus your standard network. Great. Going to be available to answer your phone when the lines close at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. You need to be 18 or over and live in Great Britain. Full terms, conditions and online entry details are at radiox.co.uk. We now know that it isn't...
Blink 182.
It's not Blink 182. Tomorrow, I can be speaking to you and asking you who you think it is, and you could be winning...
£25,000 box. Radio X. The Chris Moyles Show. Radio X. The Chris Moyles Show.
With the all-electric Škoda Elroq. Discover a mid-sized SUV ready to go.
Radio X.
Pets Club prices have landed at Pets at Home. And for a limited time only, everyone can enjoy our huge range of savings across all your pets' favourites. That's food, toys, bedding and T-R-E-A-T-S. All at lower irresistible prices. Find the tag and fetch the savings in-store, online or via the app today. Pets at Home. We're all for pets. Pets Club prices available to all customers until the 8th of October 2025, after which you must be a Pets Club member to redeem. Selected products and services, T's and C's apply.
At Halfords, we want you to say yes to packing more into summer days with a great value roof box or bike rack. Say yes to freewheeling fun with bikes and gear for all the family. Say yes to a perfectly polished car with our range of car cleaning products. And say yes to easy breezy trips with a free aircon check. Our experts are on hand with checks, advice and fitting. So pop into your local store or shop online and say yes to summer at Halfords. Subject to availability, see halfords.com for full T's and C's.
Searching for a holiday? Here's an idea. Don't type cheap flights to wherever into your browser. You know you do it. Search Kayak instead. Let us do the finding for you. All the great flight deals from hundreds of travel sites, all in one place. Go on, do it, do it. Listen to the waves. They're calling your name. Not literally, obviously, unless your name is... Kayak. You're thinking about it, aren't you? Search Kayak and go see for yourself.
Wagamama when.
Hey, babes, really sorry. I can't do tonight anymore. Can we do another night?
Yes. Your plans get unexpectedly and thankfully cancelled.
Delivery.
I can't see. Thanks.
Wagamama. Food is life.
We know that you're always looking for an excuse to host a barbecue. If you need another reason, there's a £3 for £12 offer on a range of delicious barbecue food online or at your local Waitrose. You'll be spoiled for choice with succulent soy and tamarind chicken kebabs, juicy pork chorizo and manchego burgers, or king prawn kebabs dressed in a vibrant soy, lime and honey glaze. All you've got to do now is decide who to invite. Let your summer side out with Waitrose. Selected lines and stores subject to availability. Minimum online spend and delivery charges apply.
Understanding what I'm investing in is key. That's why I use eToro. Powerful tools, useful insights. Everything I need to make confident decisions starts with AI analysis.
Wait, what?
AI analysis.
AI analysis.
Trade smarter with innovative features and expert insights. Yep, all in one app.
eToro.
Join today. Not investment advice. eToro is a multi-asset investment platform. The value of your investments may go up or down. Your capital is at risk.
Check the latest travel info for London
at radiox.co.uk.
They might reorganise your shelves, help you work from home, or let you know your plants need repotting. But the real mischief's in
Felix,
appearing immediately when their favourite food's served. With the irresistible range of Felix food.
It's great to be a cat.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With Skoda. Jump into their electric range.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
Recognize righteous anger.
listening to The Chris Moyle Show on Radio X. Now, if you're a regular listener to the show, you already know this. But if you're listening for the first time, this is the part of the show where Chris plays two songs in a row. Oh, look, here comes the next record.
And Lonely Boy at Radio X.
Radio X, Glastonbury flags.
Da 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 da. So we've given away two flags so far. Nine flags in total for this year's Glastonbury. We need to find more people who are going to Glastonbury and want to carry one of our flags there. So let's speak to Annie. Annie, good morning.
Good morning, Chris.
How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. All the best of speaking to you.
This is a really interesting moment, Annie, because you and I have never spoken before, right?
Correct.
Never met.
No.
But in a couple of weeks' time, we'll be at Glastonbury, fingers crossed, with all the other flag bearers.
Yeah.
Crazy Rosie, James Robinson, Captain Crapbeard.
Hello.
Maybe even Pippa and Toby and me, and we'll all be having a drink, watching a band all together, and we'll all be great mates.
I know. And everyone's groups too. Everyone will be drinking and
That's
singing.
Right. Yeah.
Cannot wait.
And then, Annie, you'll never see me ever again.
Don't say never.
Well, let's just see how it goes. So where are you? Where do you live?
I'm in North London.
Oh, it's a London listener.
What?
It's an actual London listener.
I love a London listener.
Now, when you say North London, do you really mean London? Are you in Watford?
I'm in Muswell Hill.
Oh my God!
Somebody's doing well for themselves.
I've even been there, Dom.
Oh, it's so posh.
It's got an Everyman cinema there.
Yes,
And a Whole Foods.
Oh!
Gosh, it's nice to go there.
Yeah. And an M&S.
Has he got M&S there?
M&S. It has an M&S food, a Le Creuset. Can't go wrong.
Oh, yeah.
You got that big Tesco as well. There's a big Tesco just around the corner, isn't there?
The Coney Hatch Lane one.
Yes.
And it's just a stone's throw from the legendary Alexandra Palace.
Yes, of course.
Exactly. Just round the corner.
Wow. Down to Crouch End.
Proper. Yeah, all right. And where else could you get to from there?
Yeah, where else could you go for that?
Other places in North.
Yeah, exactly.
Fairly accessible to the A1.
What do you do, Annie?
I'm a medical secretary in Harley Street.
Oh. Nice. Are you working today, Annie? Eventually,
well, I am. I'm working from home. My surgeon's operating, so I work from home when he operates.
Oh, that's, what a great gig that is.
Yeah, I know.
So you're hoping for like a long operation, so you don't have to do much.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, good.
So, how many times have you been to Glastonbury before?
I have been, this will be my sixth.
Great.
I know, quite a few times. I know my way around now, so the flag will get everywhere.
Great.
Brilliant.
Who will you be there with?
So I'm there with my now fiancé, my cousin, a couple of our friends. Well, more than a couple, quite a few of our friends.
Okay, lovely.
Your fiancé isn't your cousin, is worth saying.
No.
Right,
no,
okay, because there was no comma there.
Not.
Okay. Norfolk have been on.
Yep.
No, it's fine. We just
I've been there with my fiancé, my cousin. the two of us can't wait to meet you.
My wife, my sister, all looking forward to it. She's going to have a lovely time.
What's your fiancé's name?
It's Josh.
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 Josh. And he is listening at the minute, I believe, in his van.
Oh.
Morning, Josh.
Here's another question. What day are you going down?
We're going down on the Wednesday.
Right.
Oh,
there
good.
There you go. Very That's nice. When Captain's yeah. going down. And are you camping?
We're glamping.
Oh!
we've done our years of camping and we've done it enough, so we just thought, you know what, we're getting a teepee this year.
Great.
Nice.
Oh, how exciting.
All out.
Oh my God. And does that mean you sleep in a bed?
We've got a real bed this year.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I know.
Now, I'm right. Annie, it's the way to do it, right? You'll never go back.
No, 100%. We did it last year and we just thought we're never, ever doing it. You know, we're never going back. We're never sitting in that mud again.
Is it? What's the downside, though? Is it still like an hour and 15-minute walk to get onto site, or is it all right?
So this year, hopefully, it'll be fine. So we're a bit closer. Last year, it was a bit of a walk.
Yeah.
It's worth it for a shower. That's it.
See, Captain, none of this tent business.
Oh, look, I back it. It's a great idea.
Was it last year you ran out of baby wipes?
No, we were sent a vat worth of baby wipes.
Oh, that's
nice.
Good.
Okay, so, Annie, you're going to... You want a flag, you can have a flag.
Thank you so much.
You will be cursing us at some times because of this bloody flag, but at the same time, there'll be people coming up to you going, are you Annie? And you'll be like, this is so weird.
No, I'm looking forward to it. The last 3 years, we spent half of the time spotting all of the Radio X flags.
You do see
them a lot. So to have one is an honour.
Oh, God bless you, you loon. What flag do you want, Annie? Which one?
We are hoping for Flaggy May.
Flaggy May! Well, it's available. And you know what? It's now yours.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. So Annie gets Flaggy May. But right. By the way, if that is not shown during Rod Stewart's set on the BBC,
then
come on, whoever's directing, you need a shot of Flaggy May.
That's
100%. We will be there in the crowd with it.
Yeah. Brilliant.
All right, so Rosie's got the big flag with Dominic's face.
Mm-hmm.
Townie's got I Don't Like Chris Moyles, Sorry. And now Annie has Flaggy May.
Awesome
Yay.
Work, Annie.
Thank you.
Well, listen, I know you've obviously got a very busy day working from home. thank you for coming on. Thanks for listening. I'll see you at Glastonbury. Enjoy
Thank
your flag.
You. I'll see you there. Have a lovely day.
See you there, Annie.
Thank you.
Bye,
Annie. Bye.
Right, so...
Great.
Annie gets her flag, which is Flaggy May.
Brilliant.
Now, we still have the 1975 one. We have him on the biff. We have me feeding Nick Ferrari Chucky eggs. We have a brown flag this year with Oh No, It's Gone Brown with James as a Wizard.
Lovely, that.
We have a QR code and we have a brand new flag, by the way.
Oh, yes, we do. You're right.
Now, I'm going to explain later why we had to change it. But we now have a new flag which says, I am here, with an arrow pointing down to whoever's holding the flag.
That's it. I like it.
It's a great meeting point flag, I am here, until the people move.
Correct, yeah.
But we're going to do two now.
Do another one?
Yeah.
Got another one?
Yes,
another
please. One. And I'm going to speak to Beth. Good morning, Beth.
Morning, Chris.
Morning,
hey,
Beth.
Hey, morning, Beth.
Oh, God, it's Beth from Glastonbury.
How's that, Beth?
Hi, how are you?
I'm great, how are you?
Are you wearing one of the Glastonbury t-shirts?
I am, yes.
There's an Adidas Glastonbury t-shirt that went on sale and she's sporting one.
Oh, stop. It looks great, Beth.
That's really nice. Stand up, let's have a look.
Oh, God, yeah. There you go. So, all the different colours, you see?
Yes. Yeah, brilliant.
Yeah, it's like for the anniversary, I think. Yeah, there's not many. I ran and got one in London last week.
Well done.
Very good.
And I'm sure it was reasonably priced, just like the rest of Glastonbury.
Oh yeah, like many football shirts are reasonably priced.
Yeah, they're a snip, aren't they? What a bargain they are.
Beth,
I know, right?
Where do you live? Where are you?
I'm in London.
Oh! Stop! I don't believe... So we can't get a female caller on the box because it's picked at random, but we get two female callers, both from London.
Yeah.
Who want the flag.
Who'd have thought it?
Yeah.
Are you... Now, let's have a look. Let's have a look at you. Oh, yeah, you're South London.
She looks South London.
I am South West London. Yeah.
I'm going Clapham.
All over.
I'm going Clapham.
You're going Clapham?
Yeah.
Not far from Clapham. I'm Ellesfield.
Oh, okay.
Where?
So that way.
Where?
Well, I'm actually by the famous Wandsworth Prison.
Right. Oh, that's nice to be next to
not in prison.
I don't know any of these places, by the way. It's over the river, yeah?
Yeah, Chris thinks he needs injections if he goes south of the river. He needs to have his jabs.
Like, over the river, it's like Reading, Kent, that right. area, Brighton.
That's right,
it's
going.
I don't know what's down. What?
I don't know.
I really don't have any idea. What do you do, Beth?
I work for a sports sponsorship agency.
What does that mean?
That means, we basically work with brands who work with different sports. So it can be football, it can be rugby, it can be running. So, yeah. Mm. So you know, when you have someone at the front on your shirt, that's kind of what we helped do.
Oh, nice.
Very good.
Oh, lovely.
Who's your favourite brand?
Oh, God. If I say that, then I'm going to annoy all the other brands that I work
know.
With. I can't really say that. I can say my favourite team, though. Oh, I think you'll be happy with it, Dom.
Go on.
A big Liverpool fan.
Yes!
There she is.
Oh, I wonder how Brilliant. She got here. Yeah. What a surprise.
Yeah, me and Captain have, we've sorted this one out.
All right, how many times have you been to Glastonbury?
This will be my second time.
Oh, okay. When were you there last year?
Year before for Elton John.
Oh.
I don't think anything's ever going to beat that night. But hopefully this will help.
I was wearing my Glastonbury t-shirt the other day over the weekend.
Right.
Which I got from that year. It was a great year. Mm. And I'm like, I was there. It's brilliant. All right, who are you going with?
Quite a few different mates, actually. My mate Lauren from uni. I've got friend Sarah from Liverpool as well, who I met there. Then my mate from school called Georgie. And then there's quite a few groups of us all going to meet up. And hopefully more people to meet with the flags.
You will. There's no shadow of a doubt.
You'll be very popular now.
Are you camping?
I'm also glamping, like Annie.
Yeah! We're so middle class. It's finally happened.
Where's everyone roughing it?
I know.
Now, did you glamp before?
Yes, I have a bad back, so there was no question that I was going to camp. I had to glamp.
Right.
For my health, I had
medical
to.
Grounds, I like.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, quite right.
So you're glamping in the same place you did before?
Yes, I am, yeah.
Okay, how much of a walk off site is it?
It's not too bad. It's quite close to Gate D.
Okay.
So it's about a 5-10 minute walk in. So I feel great when I walk past all the campers and they're all roughing it, and I'm like, I can go back to my nice warm bed and hot shower.
You'll be like that. Oh, it stinks. What is that?
Yeah.
Oh, it's Captain Crapbeard's tent. That's what it is.
You're welcome.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Right. So you're going to have a flag. Yes. When it arrives at your home, you will say, oh my God, it's huge. But it will be worth it in the end. It's a chore, but it's a heavenly chore. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 flags left.
Mm.
So you've got, oh no, it's gone brown. You've got the QR code, which people do scan. You wouldn't believe how many people will scan it. You've got the 1975 or so, 50 years ago. You've got Mon the Biff for Biffy Clyro. You've got me feeding Nick Ferrari Chucky Egg. And you've got there's a brand new flag, which we're just launching, which says, I am here, with an arrow pointing down to whoever's holding it. What flag would you like?
I'm going to go for the new one saying, I am here.
Are you?
Yes.
Yes, good. I am.
It's a good one. I actually genuinely, because we've done similar ones before. So we've had like, I think we've had meeting point or some. No, we haven't had meeting point. We've had VIP area.
We've had toilets.
Toilets.
Yeah.
And it's great, because if you're just stood there watching a band holding a flag that says toilets, there are people who go, oh, there's toilets over there.
Yes, absolutely.
But I am here, because I always think people go, because if you've got mates, let's say the other stage, right? And there's two bands back to back you like, you might often just go, we're going to keep this spot lovely. And you might go as well, I'll go off and I'll find you.
Yeah.
Or they're texting and they go, where are you? We're near a flag that says, I am here. It's brilliant. It's a great meeting spot.
It is nice.
Okay, well, Beth, you get the flag that says, I am here for Glastonbury this year.
Oh, it sounds amazing. Yeah, I'm going to be everywhere, aren't I? Everyone's going to be asking, who's this person saying, I am here?
Absolutely.
So I'm going to be a big talking point.
You will. I think be. I can do that. Yeah. Are you going to be wearing your Glastonbury football shirt?
Yes, I will. Yeah. I might have to wear it every single day, maybe, to go OTT, but I don't think it will last the whole
might not do. Well, you got to get your money's worth.
Oh, yeah, it's true. I do.
If you listen, Emily. All right. Well, listen, lovely to talk to you. I'll see you at Glastonbury.
I can't wait. Thanks, everyone.
You are welcome. Have a good day. Bye.
Bye.
Radio X Glastonbury flags.
Right, so four flags have been given out. One, two, three, four, five left.
And two London listeners.
Two London listeners.
This unheard of. Incredible.
I mean, I knew that there was a cinema and a Whole Foods and an M&S in the place where Annie was, Muswell Hill. Whatever it's called. But poor old Beth there, she's south of the river. I don't think I've ever been. I think I went south of the river once. Do you remember that time I got a really bad nosebleed?
That's right. And you had to come back straight away.
I'd been thrown in a cab and then they drove me over the bridge. And do you remember? The nosebleed stopped.
That's right.
In a millisecond, I got back to the right side of London.
Never again, you said.
Yeah. Right. So we got Oh No, It's Gone Brown, Mon the Biff, QR Code, The 1975 or so, 50 years ago. That's my joke.
That's good.
And a flag that is just a massive picture of me feeding Nick Ferrari egg and soldiers. Somebody will want that.
Oh, it's a lovely picture. And that blown up with a 6 metre long flagpole would be incredible.
Yeah. Don't forget, if you're not going to Glastonbury, just look out for the flags when you're watching it on telly.
That's what I do.
The big green flags. We'll post Instagram and socials of what they all look like, so you can be looking out for them. And as well as that, there are people who have got flags before, over the last few years we've done it, who will be going to Glastonbury again this year, and they've kept their flag. So there's a minimum of 9 flags. But there could be, like, there literally could be 12, 15, 20-plus flags at Glastonbury this year. Look out for them. You can't miss them. And it's going to be great.
It will be.
And the good news is that we don't have to carry any of them.
Yay! The Chris Moyles Show.
You suckers.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With Škoda. Jump into the new all-electric Enyaq.
Radio X.
This is Radio X.
We know that you're always looking for an excuse to host a barbecue. If you need another reason, there's a £3 for £12 offer on a range of delicious barbecue food online or at your local Waitrose. You'll be spoiled for choice with succulent soy and tamarind chicken kebabs, juicy pork chorizo and manchego burgers, or king prawn kebabs dressed in a vibrant soy, lime and honey glaze. All you've got to do now is decide who to invite. Let your summer side out with Waitrose. Selected lines and stores subject to availability. Minimum online spend and delivery charges apply.
When your deodorant has been reduced to a tiny whisper and tries to tell you,
I'm running on empty. I don't have much left to give.
No need to worry. Your new deodorant is already on its way. Arriving today with Prime. Everyday essentials delivered fast. It's on Prime. Cut-off times and T's and C's apply. See product page when ordering.
You know, Kayak isn't just another flight comparison app. When you download the Kayak app, you download flight enlightenment. With Kayak, you see things others can't, like the latest great deals from both airlines and booking sites. You can filter your searches and set up price alerts so you... Not now.
Oh, sorry.
So you're notified when there's a price drop on the flights you want. See more, do more, save more with Kayak. You can do the gong now. Download the Kayak app today and go see for yourself.
Find me somebody to love.
You'll love the Dream Stock Clearance Sale. Shop now for up to 40% off. Dreams. Love your bed.
You could be a lotto millionaire like Terry. Get your ticket for tonight's draw. The National Lottery. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
I never thought of myself as the giver. But I guess I am. I cook my housemate an extra delicious pot of stew after a long night shift. And I give blood when I can. Investing 1 hour of my time can save up to 3 lives. Like the life of my little cousin, Jace, who suffers from sickle cell. But you wouldn't know that by how cheeky he is. If you're the giving type, please book an appointment at blood.co.uk.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running. Octopus Energy.
Radio X. News update. Next.
Why am I leaving a gift in my will to Cancer Research UK? Through my son's and husband's cancer treatment, I've seen how far research has come. Yet I know I can do more to protect my family, my friends, but also those I'll never meet. So I'm pledging a gift in my will to play a part in beating cancer.
Gifts in Wills fund a third of our work helping us develop life-changing cancer research. Visit cruk.org/giftsinwills. Together we are beating cancer.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
We've had a message saying, Chris, the OG is back. Sincerely, Hovis Graham.
Oh, Hovis Graham.
Hovis Graham was one of our first ever flag bearers, I believe.
Absolutely. Yeah, right.
And he's been to a few Glastonbury's. Is he going this year? Does he want the flag? Time will tell.
Yeah.
So, yeah, more flags to give away. Let us know if you're going to Glastow. Start your message with the word Glastow in big letters. Tell us who you are, where you are, if you're going, and would you like a flag? Because we need to get all these flags out for this year's Glastonbury 2025. Right, Dominic Byrne's got your new sport and weather. It's just gone 9 o'clock.
From Global's newsroom, the NHS and Defence are expected to be the big winners when the Chancellor sets out the government's spending plans. Rachel Reeves will reveal where funding is going over the next few years. Police services are not expected to get the money they want. Ellie Butt from the anti-domestic abuse charity Refuge has told us that's concerning.
Any cuts to Home Office, justice, but also housing and the support systems that survivors need would be a huge disappointment and a real indication that the government is not serious about